Every month, we highlight AHA Night in New Bedford. AHA is a monthly celebration, I should say, of New Bedford's art, history, and architecture. Kim Goddard is director of AHA, and she joins us now. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you. Welcome to me.
AHA Night is November 13th this month, and the theme is Made in New Bedford. Give us a kind of a general overview. I know, you know, you repeat themes year to year. This one, I think, has a lot of potential. So tell us about how you came about with this one.
Sure, yeah. As you said, we do repeat themes from year to year. And this one is always a favorite. Mm-hmm. We've noticed that people really take to it, certainly all our partners downtown that stay open late and program. But what's so special about it is because it's really celebrating all of the local makers and creations and the local culture of New Bedford, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, artists popping up, musicians performing, stores that feature these makers and creators. So it's a fun night to kick off the holiday gifting season, certainly.
All right. So if you enjoy browsing the artisan markets at the Harbor Hotel, the Whaling Museum, Co-Creative Center, and other galleries and small businesses in the downtown are really places for you to visit on the 13th. What stands out to you in your list?
Sure, sure. So you highlighted a few locations that are going to have a concentration of makers popping up, which is kind of fun. So you can kind of make your way around downtown, whether you start at the Harbor Hotel, then head down to Co-Creative over to the Whaling Museum. But in between, of course, will be the shops and galleries open, too, that'll feature the local creations. But we've got a lot of interesting things available for people to peruse, whether it's locally made wreaths, dyed, naturally dyed items, crocheted knitted creations, greeting cards, ceramics and jewelry, and the like.
Okay. At 5 p.m. on the 13th, there's a holiday launch party at a place called Shimmer, 187 Union Street. What's that about?
Well, you know, Shimmer offers really clean beauty products and items for a clean lifestyle, and they're kicking things off for the holiday that night. And what's special is that they're always supporting dogs and cats, too.
Okay.
So they're collecting, whether it's food, treats, you name it, for the Fairhaven Animal Shelter. So that'll kick off also that night, and you can bring those items to the shop at any time, but they'll be open late that night and featuring a lot of fun things.
From 5 to 7, there's a special presentation at The Vault, 791 Purchase Street in the city, downtown. It's called Makers Merge, and it features students from UMass Dartmouth and the Rhode Island School of Design. What's happening now? Part of an arts and crafts thing. It's an exhibit, actually, right?
Sure, sure. It's an exhibit celebrating local creations and art and that have been made in New Bedford and the region.
Sure.
And what's interesting about this is that, you know, first of all, that the two schools have come together, the students from both schools have come together, and this is really, showing off their innovative projects from four courses that they've all collectively taken together and just, you know, incorporating emerging technology and how that affects the future of design.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting topic, certainly, and it's great to have UMass Dartmouth students back in downtown New Bedford.
Always.
Even if it's only for one night.
Yes, agreed.
Interested in birds, anyone? The Roach Jones Duff House and Garden Museum on County Street presenting a workshop on birding, past and present.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but as I get older, I'm getting more and more into birding. And so I'm excited about this. So this is going to help you identify different families of birds and the various tools and resources there are available to help you do so. And then, you know, learning more about where you can find them, whether it's in the city or out in the suburbs and in sort of rural areas, and just learning the basics about biology and behavior.
Okay, as we mentioned, there will be browsing artisan markets, three locations and other galleries and small businesses in the downtown. Arts and crafts happening at four locations in the downtown. The downtown library on Pleasant Street, Bristol Community College campus. That's at 800 Purchase, Pilgrim United Church Home, and the New Bedford Art Museum. All kinds of arts and craft projects going on, too, for young and old, I guess.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, for example, there's the, I didn't know this, but it's Dinovember. So you can make a dinosaur at the library. There's something called Scram that the community college is putting on in their makerspace. So we can draw comics and hang out with your friends. And I don't know about you, but because of the fall, I'm kind of drawn to this mason jar leaf lantern making at the Pilgrim United Church.
Okay. And the art museum, what's going on there?
Yeah. So, you know, you'll be able to go into the museum. Actually, all the museums are open for free on AHA night. And they'll have some art kits, crafts and kits, sorry, to enjoy with the families there. And you can either make something there or take it home with you. But they'll also have a raffle. So,
all right. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. My name is Jim Phillips, and I'm talking with Kim Goddard, who is the director of AHA Night in New Bedford. And as we'll learn a bit later in our discussion, Kim is not just about AHA Night. There are other things going on, too, that they're working on. So we'll share that with you in a moment. There is music, trivia, and karaoke galore on AHA Night in New Bedford. Give us some highlights, if you would, Kim.
Sure. Yeah, you mentioned trivia. So the Beyond House up on William Street is going to have some trivia all about New Bedford. So they're looking for young and old to come and join them there. And then, you know, First Unitarian Church has the Green Street Band. So, and this is how they describe themselves. They're a group of old men from the area trying to revive their youth by bringing
Perfect.
Back the music from the 60s and 90s. So that should be fun. The Jazz Jam at the Co-Creative, the Artist Index podcast at Play, and then, of course, the Buttonwood Brass Band, which will be at the Harbor Hotel. So if you come over to the Maker's Market, you'll be able to enjoy them over there, too.
And don't forget Neil McCarthy Trio, as always, at the Poor Farm Tavern from 8 to 11:30.
That's always a good time.
All right. So lots of things happening, certainly. There's a new item on this agenda, and that is at 8 p.m., there's the AHA Night After Party.
Right.
That's at Bento's, 555 Pleasant Street. Something new?
Yeah, it's something new. We're excited about it. It's going to become a regular event, and it's a great way to kick off what we're calling AHA After Dark. Certainly a lot of folks downtown hanging out, doing some fun things. There's a reason to go grab a bite to eat and then hang out a little longer and listen to more music and enjoy what all the restaurants and bars have to offer. So at Bento's, Wamtronica Collective will bring you on a sonic journey that night and feature deep Afro jazz soulful house music.
All right. There's also, in addition, there's also a musical, some music happening at Cork. Is that right?
Yeah. Justin Sampson will be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Gallery X will have the New Bedford Jam, another open mic session.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So, that's a brief rundown. We want to remind you that all of these events and much more, you can check out the times and venues on AHA website. That's ahanewbedford.org.
Yes.
ahanewbedford.org. Check out if you want more information on any of these events. And there's some we don't get to. So
sure.
And check some out get, the whole schedule.
Indeed. And some get added right up until the very day.
Yeah.
And so we encourage everyone to come and pick up a program. So the AHA desk will be at the Harbor Hotel with some programs. The library will have some, the art museum, to help guide you on your AHA night.
Okay. There are also cleanup and beautification efforts that are planned for later this month in the downtown area. Tell us about that.
Right. This is what we're calling mirror days, when the date of the day is the same as the month. So on 11/11, on Tuesday, 11/11, we're going to have a cleanup that starts at 2 o'clock, and we're all gathering at Nativity Prep, and we'll have bags and gloves and grabbers, and we'll divvy up the downtown area and go start picking up garbage. We've picked up over 100 pounds of garbage so far on these days. So we would encourage everyone to come join us for this organized activity, but also anyone on that day certainly can go out and sweep the sidewalk, water a plant, wash a window, what have you, just to do their part.
All right. And you've had some pretty good participation?
Yeah. Folks from the Community Boating Center, Gallery X, YOU, they're all coming and joining us. And, of course, all the students and parents and faculty of Nativity Prep.
All right. There's some good volunteers there for sure. Focus groups. Now, look, one of the things that the AHA group is doing is to look for ways to improve downtown New Bedford. And these focus groups are part of that plan. You've had one already. How did that work out?
Great. We really had some good discussion, some good input. And this is part of a bigger process and effort of getting that community engagement around what our aspirations are for downtown. We kicked that off in early September with a big meeting, and now these focus groups are sort of digging in and getting to hang out with community members and have a discussion around some of the things that are on their mind, their priorities. And really, this is about helping shape a vision for what we want for the city.
And there are a lot of business owners taking part in these discussions. Is that correct?
And business owners, property owners, residents, artists, nonprofit leaders, and teams are coming and joining us. And we really encourage everyone to come and join us on the 18th. This will be virtual, so it'll be fairly easy to participate. And there's also a survey that we have that you can find on our website. So you can also share your thoughts through the survey.
Mm-hmm. And how, with surveys and studies and things like that, there's been so many surveys and studies and things like that for such a long time. And in many ways, I don't really blame people for saying, gee, we've talked about these things over and over again. I'm going to go home and, you know, have a cup of tea and watch TV. I've just had enough. But you are getting good participation.
We have good traction, indeed. And, you know, we do need help, like with your help, Jim, in getting the word out and making sure everyone knows that we want to have their voice in a, as a part of the process. And
right.
I'm sensitive to the point you're bringing up.
Yeah.
And so this will help us make sure that what people have had on their minds and their concerns get documented and make sure that we really understand them.
And what is, what's the Zoom address or whatever you're using to connect into the discussion?
Well, actually, if you go to our website, as you pointed out earlier, ahanewbedford.org, on the homepage, right there is a link to the meetings, the survey, and additional information.
Okay. And have you had a good response to surveys?
Yeah. So far, we've gotten almost 200 responses.
That's very good.
And climbing. So we'll, and once, you know, we're going to leave it open for a little while longer and then recap what we hear, what we see from the results.
All right. So, Kim, we've touched on a lot of things in our discussion here, and I wonder, again, the process for putting this all together. I know you have a small but dedicated staff of people who work with you to make this all happen.
It's
and
true.
They do an incredible job every month.
Every month. We've got Liz on marketing, Mandy on program and coordination with the partners. Mm-hmm. We have our exec team and a whole host of volunteers who come and help us, whether it's at our welcome desk or with the working with the marketing teams and the programming teams to help us.
So as you might imagine, we'll see more indoor events in the next few months to come.
Right. With it getting a little darker and colder sooner, that does tend to happen. But, you know, where it's maybe not as many people out and about right on the streets and right on the sidewalks, there's a lot of fun to be had inside, a little more intimate settings. But we have some fun in store also for December that might have people out and about.
So. All right. AHA Night in November is November 13th. It's always the second Thursday of every month. So, folks, if you haven't been, it's worth a visit to see what's going on. There is a lot going on there. And again, if you need more information, times, venues, a number of things we probably didn't mention, although we mentioned a lot today, but a lot of different things. But all of these events and many more, including times and venues, can be seen on the AHA website. That's ahanewbedford.org. My thanks to Kim Goddard, AHA director, for stopping by today. Good luck on the 13th. Hope you get a lot of people there.
Thank you. Always good to be here, Jim.
All right. The United Way's Hunger Heroes Food Drop, right around the corner. Have details when Town Square Sunday continues.